Why don't we start off hour number three? I love the way Mick Cronin began that interview. He said, I told you I love SoCal. We talked about that in March. He does. He loves SoCal. He loves Del Mar. I knew it. He said, I told you. And here he is, new head coach of the UCLA Bruins, Mick Cronin. All right, starting off third hour, this program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So we are open unless we are able to turn around Gerald Willis. We had him in hour number two scheduled there, but there was a scheduling snafu, so we're still efforting that. Meantime, phone lines are wide open, 1-800-636-8686. I start the third hour by noting that there's been a Woj bomb and a Sham bomb both. I'm going to read you a couple of tweets from Shams Charania. He tweets, Warriors All-Star DeMarcus Cousins has been diagnosed with a torn left quad. League sources tell at the Athletic NBA at Stadium. Devastating for Cousins, who had MRI early this morning. He also tweets, quote, this is probably season-ending for Cousins, but he and the team will see how he responds within the first 2 weeks of rehab that is not expected to require surgery, sources said. So devastating for him. He had come back from injury, and now he goes down again, and that might be the end of the season for DeMarcus Cousins. Meantime, Golden State was up 31 last night with about 20 minutes to go in that game against the Clippers, and the Clippers come all the way back. They hang 85 on them in the second half, and they win that game. And again, my point to that is, before you rush in here and say, this is evidence that Golden State is done, this is evidence that their chemistry is jacked, this is evidence that they're ripping apart, you see? This is not evidence of anything. The only thing this is evidence of is the Clippers being a hell of a gritty team. Man, they're tough. They're mentally tough. They're physically tough. They've got a lot of grit. I'd say they've got a lot more toughness and a lot more grit than even those CP3, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan teams. Not better, but tougher, grittier, with better chemistry. Tell me something that we saw last night from Golden State that we didn't already know. Everything we saw about them last night, that they quit playing, that they lost interest, that they lack defensive intensity, that the chemistry is not as good as it's been in the past. All these things about Golden State, we knew already. We've seen this from Golden State. They're still going to win that series. They're still the team to beat. Even with Boogie going down, they're still the team to beat. Just don't tell me that you see, you can't just throw the switch. Yes, you can. They do. They always do. There was nothing that we saw last night that we haven't seen. Tell me something I didn't already know about Golden State. What I'm saying is, give the Clippers some bleeping credit, for real.
Give them some credit, I mean, for real.
Other big story, Russell Wilson gets his contract. $65 million up front, biggest contract in the NFL, highest paid player in the NFL. And again, highest paid does not mean best player, but he's one of the better players. He earned it. Highest paid means one of two things. Actually, it means two things. One, you're a quarterback. Two, it's your turn. It's timing.
We got a deal.
That's what I didn't necessarily expect. I'm not surprised by it. I didn't necessarily expect, though, him to push it out and make the announcement from his sack with his lady. You've seen the video. In fact, screw it. I think I want to double back to that. So he got absolutely paid last night. Like $140 million paid. Like richest contract in all football, paid. And again, that came after he imposed that deadline on the Seahawks to get it done by midnight last night, or he would not sign an extension during the season. It seemed like a negotiating ploy, except it worked. At 11:44 PST, Russ jumped on Twitter to break the news himself. Except, as we've talked about, he did not thumb out some one-liner Adam Schefter style, with the numbers and the deets. He fired up the camera phone in bed with Ciara, and he made the announcement.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
I wonder if he nailed that on the first take. I bet. The video, yo. Don't you start twisting up my content. Gordon Hayward's gender reveal gone wrong. Thinks that announcement was a little awkward.
Daddy's always happy.
Listen, I understand that everybody wants a peek behind the curtains. But a peek under the bed sheets might be a bit much. Even for these two celebrities, the same couple who stripped their family down naked for the most uncomfortable pregnancy pics anybody's ever seen. If you haven't seen that video, Russ is laying down. The video that we played here, Russ is laying down on his back. Ciara is cuddled up right on his shoulder. And Russ has got three different chains on. Like, I've got no idea why this guy wears chains to bed, but I'm pretty sure that he doesn't wear chains to bed. I mean, I might be wrong. I don't know. I bet he doesn't hit the rack with that much ice hanging generally from his neck. I mean, who does? In fact, I'm not sure I've seen a flex that blatant and unpractical since A-Rod got down on one knee to present J-Lo with her fifth engagement rock while wearing his gaudy-ass World Series ring. Rocking championship bling to propose thanks to going to bed in three chains is a little bit of look at me. But I'm not here to hate. I'm just here to do what everyone else is doing. And that's gawk in bewilderment at the announcement video. I mean, listen to my man. He turns into Barry White at 11:44 p.m. He does.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
I love the way they're like, hey, y'all been waiting on this. You can't sleep because you knew there was a deadline. You're all waiting on us. I know we're keeping you up. Well, now you can go to sleep. Like I said, did they run lines before they shot that video? She inserts herself seamlessly into every pause from Russ's monologue. I mean, that was effortless. It almost seemed scripted, which if it was, would be the least surprising thing ever. I mean, this is the world we live in right now. The comments on that video are all the same. People are equal parts stoked for him getting paid and staying in Seattle, and equal parts a little creeped out. Now, one dude who's not getting nearly the run that he deserves is some Twitter user named Justin. Justin did what I thought a lot of people would do, except he was the first one. He recreated the announcement himself, shirtless, in bed, with his lady, and posted the video to Russ's mentions.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Yeah, it's going down. Go Hawks.
Time to sleep.
Time for y'all to go to sleep. But go Hawks.
When I first saw that this morning, I was shocked. It only had 6 likes. The only thing Justin was missing was the grip of ice around his neck. But a solid effort. Solid effort from him and his bedmate. I love his lady. Go Hawks. Again, I'm not here to hate. I like Russ. I've always been a big Russ guy. I defend Russ every chance I can. I like Russ. I think Russ is a great player. Great. Great. Not just well-paid. Great quarterback. And at the end of the day, they locked down a top-5 quarterback in his prime. They've got the face and pulse of the franchise for at least another 4 years. Probably so. In the same city that let Ken Griffey Jr. walk, Seattle get away, it's a big win for the 206. Big win for Russ. Just know that that was a little bit cringy in the end. The celebratory video was a little bit cringy. The bedtime scene is something that really nobody asked for. Unless it's all a ploy to get at Ciara's ex-Heat future. In that case, it was extremely well played. Congrats on that deal, Russ. Congrats on that deal, Russ. You're a great player. You earned it. You deserve it. I'm happy to see it. I'm glad you got yours. My man, now turn your camera off. Please.
Please.
Please turn it off. Time to turn that camera off. John in Huntington Beach. Hey, Rome, I'd rather see that Bob Kraft video 500 times than have to watch that Russ Wilson video ever again. My God. Nice try with that, John.
Hey, John.
And best know that when that video does drop, the Kraft video, I'm not playing it. Just know that when that does drop, I'm not watching it. Anybody else? Hey, you know who's back? Chris Davis is back. I will get to that before the end of the program, I think. Come on now, 1-800-636-8686. The Sixers get over last night. Kevin Harlan had a huge evening. He's still Batman.
I'm Batman.
Rome, losing DeMarcus Cousins will have a huge negative impact on the Warriors. Regards, Bill Gates losing a quarter. Steam PHX, I'm sure Boogie appreciates that. I'll tell you who disagreed with it. A guy we had on in hour number one, Ryan Hollins. His point was, and it was part of a larger take being that Golden State's got an issue and that Kevin Durant is getting punked and Patrick Beverley is taking liberties with Kevin Durant. He said, let me tell you, when you've got DeMarcus Cousins back at the rim, you're not getting punked. You're not getting punked while that seven-footer's back there. So to say that it's akin to Bill Gates losing a quarter is just a bad take. They're going to miss this guy. They're still the team to beat. They're still coming out of the first round, but they're still going to miss him. A Table Slam fan tweets, Jimmy, what's wrong with sleeping in some ice like that? Thanks. Teddy ball game. Different deal. Different deal. Having your stepkid hang you up in a cryogenics lab is not the same thing as putting on a few necklaces. It's not the same kind of ice. You've got Russ rocking some ice in bed, and you've got Teddy bomb pop. These are different deals. 1-800-636-8686. Hey, Adam, what I need from you is a call screen really quickly. Link me up, yo. One of Hawk's deals and jobs as the EP
yo.
Is to hook me up with a call screen, which is what we're doing right now. All right, let's go to the phones. We go to Alberta because we have Canadian listeners. Travis in Alberta. Travis, how are you?
Hey, good, Rome. Big fan, first-time caller.
Nice, thank you.
Thanks to you. I'll be practicing my Russell Wilson voice on the missus tonight, so thanks for that.
You got it.
Hey, I'm wondering, Rome, if you consider agreeing with the fact that very little in the sports landscape right now rivals NHL playoffs in terms of sheer entertainment.
Yes.
I guess with the exception of Eldrick this weekend, though. But I'm just wondering, as a huge sports fan, like the sheer playmaking and unpredictability is just nuts. And also, statistically, the Lightning were the best team in the league this year, but they're about to go down to Torts and the Columbus Blue Jackets. So I'm just wondering if you're going to possibly reach out to Tortorella, because I think he'd be a great jungle guest. Much love from Alberta, Rome. Thanks.
You got it, Travis. Thank you very much. I agree with literally everything you just said. But then again, I'm the guy that's been banging that drum for years, that the NHL postseason is the best postseason, that there's nothing like it. I love it. And yeah, Tampa Bay was my pick, and they won more regular season games than anybody in history. And now they're on the verge of getting swept out in the first round. Not a good thing. Torch has done an amazing job. An amazing job. And would I reach out to him? Yeah, Alvin, get that, get the Torch mix ready. Yeah, I've thought about it a lot. This is a huge, huge Torch house. A huge Torch house. I've done this gig a long time. I've done literally tens of thousands of interviews. I've prepped for every last one of them. I know that I can do an interview. I know that I can handle myself. I've interviewed some of the most difficult people in the history of sports. I know hockey. I know this guy. I know his background. I can remember talking to Mike Keenan back in the day when he had that same level of intimidation. So would I put torts on this show? You know, I would. I would. But then I think about all of this, and it gives me pause. You do not want to get on the wrong side of this guy.
Ask me a question. Don't say talk about it. Ask me a question, please.
Typically, like, tangibly on the ice, what do you think that means?
Holy crap. Give me another question, please.
I couldn't be more disgusted and disappointed.
It's disgusting.
I'm not going to answer any questions from you.
You're not?
No.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'll speculate.
You speculate and be as sarcastic as you can be, as you usually are.
I don't know what to tell you. Did you ask them? Did you ask them any questions? I don't know why I always have to answer these questions. You should ask them occasionally. No, I don't think the Sabres are a hungry team. I thought we stunk. And I'm not going to give Buffalo any credit.
Have you ever fought before?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. Why? Are you challenging me now?
No, I'm not challenging you.
Okay.
You're probably beat up in the bus stop most of the time.
I think so, huh?
It's a lack of respect.
What are you asking me? Your questions are way too complicated.
I thought it was probably one of the worst hockey games I've been involved in.
He should be playing in Coast Hockey League, and he takes up National Hockey League. He'll get suspended. Who cares?
You're a great representative of the city. You know that?
Will you let these other guys... Just go stand somewhere else, would you please?
No, I won't.
Jennifer.
Are they in the room?
Yeah.
What'd they say? Tell me. Let me ask some questions here. What'd they say?
Right now, that's a huge goddamn goal he scored in the first period. That's how I describe it.
John Tortorella has gone over to the Calgary Flames hallway.
Okay, he's got to calm down.
Yep.
Pretty much sums it up, huh?
He shit his pants, he was puking, he was doing everything.
My gosh.
My gosh. And not to mention last time when they went up 3-0 on Tampa, the first thing he said when he got in the press room was, man, this place smells like B.O. So then I was cracking back on the media for having B.O. Yeah, I don't know, man. I love Torts. But I'd be disingenuous, if not dishonest, if I didn't say the guy scares the hell out of me. Yeah, I mean, I should. We should go out to him. But then if it comes back to bite me in the ass, I'll be thinking, well, what was I thinking? So to answer your question, would we? Yes. Have we? Perhaps.
This
we'll
room
see.
Smells of B.O.
Like, what if I were to get him on and he were to say to me, damn, Rome, I could smell your B.O. from 2,000 miles away.
My gosh.
My gosh, Rome. Hit that with some Irish Spring. I love the guy. I think he's amazing. I mean, you know how hard that is for me to say when he's got the team that I picked when I've never been wrong in the NHL postseason down 3-0, that I love this guy, that I respect this guy, that I'm awed by what this guy's doing? I don't know. This is a huge Tortorella house. I guess the honest answer is, and you know we've done a number of NHL coaches, I kind of leave Torts. I admire Torts from afar. I kind of leave him to his own devices. So would we? Maybe. Have we? Honestly, not really. I might rethink that. I might rethink that. I love the guy. I think he's an amazing coach and an amazing motivator. He's got an 8 seed up on one of the best regular season teams in history and an overwhelming favorite to win the whole thing down 3-0. And that's after they fell way behind in game one. So let's be clear about that. Jim Rome, episode 77 podcast. Jim Rome podcast, episode 77. Trent Dilfer, later on today. You want to make sure you look for that. I guarantee it's going to be great. Haven't run him down in a few years, and I'm really looking forward to it. All right, stay tuned. We'll come right back. Looking for some phone calls. Good phone calls. Still ahead. Kevin Harlan going Kevin Harlan again last night. In fact, that's my next topic. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
You're
make sure you think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Woj tweets, Pelicans will introduce new EVP of basketball operations, David Griffin, at a news conference on Wednesday. It's a good get for them. The Lakers are making a big mistake. I'd love to know exactly what their plan is. So are you going to go outside your organization and change up doing what you're doing because doing has given you or made you the losingest team in the NBA for the past 6 years. You know, just going with, we are the Lakers. We are the Lakers. This is who we are. This is what we do. You know, what's that gotten you? It's gotten you more losses than anybody in the NBA for the last 6 years. So you're going to change up, right? So who are you going to bring in to right that ship? Or are you going to say, nope, we're all good. We're the Lakers. Rob Pelinka is our guy. We're just going to give him more power. I don't think the guy's really done anything to justify the power he has already. So you want to give him more power? David Griffin would have been a great guy to bring in. Because the guy has proven that he can do it. He rebuilt the Cavaliers while that airplane was in the sky. We know this guy can do it. So again, why are the Lakers looking to hire a head coach before they're looking to bring in somebody to run basketball operations? And if they're not, great, but it's hard to see that that's the way they're going about it. New Orleans, meanwhile, gets a good hire. Laker fan, what do you make of this? I mean, are you just going to let LeBron hire the coach? And then who's going to run basketball operations? Is LeBron going to do that also? Speaking of basketball, in case you missed it, in case you did not already know, the NBA playoffs are a roller coaster. If that second half of last night's Warriors-Clippers game didn't remind you, I'm not sure what will. A team that scored 72 points in less than 20 minutes, and they did it on the road against a team that has won 3 titles in the last 4 years. But if that in and of itself was not a big enough reminder, check the Philadelphia 76ers. If you go back 24 hours, they seem like they were in a world of trouble. Like they were a mess. Joel Embiid's knee was a major question mark. Ben Simmons appeared to take a run at Sixer fan. They had a guy break out a cell phone on the bench in a playoff game, in a loss, and they fell behind the Nets 1-0. In other words, they were jacked. And it seemed like, you, more importantly, so was the process.
Trust the process?
All of a sudden, you couldn't trust that process. The last several years, they've been trusting the process. It all had built to this point, and then it looked like they were going to implode on the big stage. Impending disaster, catastrophe. And we all know what Philly fan does with something like that. He goes, Philly fan. In the meantime, the Nets were doing everything right. That front office and coaching staff was getting a lot of love, understandably so, for how they built that team out. They built that team out of nothing, and they had an identity. Not only did they have an identity, they had people talking about a playoff series win. So that game two was huge. And then you have game two last night. More specifically, the third quarter, because Philadelphia went into the break with a one-point lead. Lost game one, only up by a point at halftime, and then Brett Brown goes off. Jimmy Butler talked about his coach going off.
Okay, Brett, I see you. Yeah, he came in here, said a few cuss words, shocked me a little bit, to tell you the truth. But I like it. That's that type of energy I love. He was making sure everybody did their job, letting them know you can't have it. It's not winning basketball, and we came out and did what we were supposed to do.
Bobin said it was the angriest he'd ever seen Brett Brown. Quote, he's supposed to do that. He gave us the energy to show us what we can do, end quote. So I'm not exactly sure what Brett Brown said, but whatever he said, however he said it, it did work. Because the Sixers exploded for 51 in the third, tying the NBA record for most points in a quarter in a playoff game. Joel went from a game-time decision to an 8-0 run on his own to start the third. That was part of Philadelphia's 21-2 run to start the half. Ben Simmons had a triple-double. And then Philadelphia gets a blowout that they badly needed. They even had a few laughs. Joel tried to explain what happened when he caught Jared Allen in the face with his elbow in the second quarter. Joe was called for a flagrant one on that play. And then after he watched it back, he admitted, yeah, I probably did deserve that.
I wasn't surprised. I saw the replay. Obviously, it wasn't intentional. I got him pretty good, and I'm sorry about it. But... Okay. I'm sorry about it. It wasn't intentional, but it's just me trying to be aggressive. I'm not usually humble, that's why he's laughing, but I was just trying to be aggressive.
It's an outstanding moment, but not even the best moment of that night, because Kevin Harlan was on the mic last night. And if Kevin Harlan is on the mic, you know you're going to see something or here is something that you'll probably remember for the rest of your life. He is a true professional. He doesn't mail in anything, not even his live reads for his sponsors. Check the delivery that he gives for this one.
NBA playoffs on TNT are brought to you by Burger King. Get the Angry Whopper, and it's back with a spicy kick.
The Angry Whopper!
Only at Burger King. And by Kia, the official automotive partner of the NBA. Visit Kia.com. I'd like an Angry Whopper right inside my angry stomach.
The Angry Whopper!
The Angry Whopper!
Respect for the Angry Whopper!
The Angry Whopper!
As somebody who's done a live read or two in my day, that's game respecting game. And there was just so much pride, so much passion, so much fire, so much anger in that live read. It was incredible. Like, that burger was pissed. And Kevin Harlan is the only person alive who could draw that kind of vitriol out of that slab of beef. Run that back.
NBA playoffs on TNT are brought to you by Burger King. Get the Angry Whopper, and it's back with a spicy kick.
The Angry Whopper!
Only at Burger King. And by...
Have you ever heard a more dominant live read ever in your life? Somebody get my man an Emmy for that read right now. And get him a burger. Stat. And if that's all he did last night, that would have been incredible. But he went legend once again in the fourth quarter. At Sixer home games, there's a promotion that if an opposing player misses two free throws in a row, fans get fed. And so it was. Trevion Graham missed the first of two at the line with less than 5 minutes to go. In a blowout, the crowd comes to life. And then so did Kevin Harlan, because another miss meant free food for everybody. And nobody loves anything more than everybody loves free food. The only thing better than free food is Kevin Harlan talking about free food. Roll him.
Uh-oh, here comes the Philly faithful again now. That Frosty, it's on the line here if he misses it. Uh-oh.
They can taste it.
Yes, they can.
They can feel it. They can see it.
It's an amazing, amazing call. I mean, that's going to rival Al Michaels. Do you believe in miracles? Did you hear what he said? They can taste it. They can feel it. They can see it. They got it. That's a Frosty for everybody. Slurp it and enjoy it. My man's the greatest. I mean, sure, Joel was a beast last night. Ben Simmons had that triple-double. Bobin was dominant. But the star of the evening was Kevin Harlan. Get that man a burger and a shake. Stat, he earned it, and he'll enjoy it.
The Angry Whopper!
Slurp it!
Frosty for everybody!
Enjoy it!
The Angry Whopper!
He's the best. All right, break time, bottom of the hour. One last segment. Y'all get us to the finish line easily. But if you want to take part, go ahead. If you want to take over, it's your talk show. Take it over. Do it. I would love to give away a golden ticket. The Smack-Off is June 21st. Also, big day today. Jim Rome podcast, episode 77. Trent Dilfer after the show. Look for that. Right now, it is time for a sports update. Reminder, Trent Dilfer is my podcast guest. I think some of you still are not comfortable with or don't understand the notion of a podcast. You want to check that out. Podcast interviews that we do are almost exclusively interviews that we could never do on this program. They're long form. They're a little more raw, a little more real. There are certain people that I can never put on this show because they've got nothing to do with what we're talking about on a daily basis. It's a really good product. It's a premium product. It's free. And it's long form. And there are voicemails that would never see the light of day on this show. So make sure you look for that. Episode 77 with Trent Dilfer. We're going to tape that after the show. We'll push it out then. At Table Slam Fan on Twitter hits me with the Angry Whopper was my alter ego back when I balled. Thanks. Eric Frozen Snogurt.
The Angry Whopper.
Eric Snow has put on a few pounds. Internet freaked out on that. Twitter freaked out on that. We talked about it. At Douglas Alvey, Douglas L. Forbes 1 on Twitter. Anybody else get the feeling that on the inside, Russell Wilson is an insecure, dorky kid who wants to make sure we know he's tapping that? Yeah, thanks, Doug. Thanks for elevating the conversation, Doug. And there's Drew West in West LA, so I'll be skipping that. How about a phone call or two? Let's go to Justin, Melbourne, Florida. Justin, how are you?
Thanks for taking the call, Rome. I appreciate it. How you doing, bud?
Good, bud. It's all good here. What's up?
Listen, now that you've announced a smack-off date and now that the Spurs are in the playoffs, man, I'm dreading the numerous phone calls we're going to get from Gina from San Antonio. This guy's act is so predictable. Like last year, when he blows up the phone lines leading up to the smack-off date, he's got the invite, but goes radio silent day of. But first thing Monday morning, he's back on the phones analyzing what went down. This guy does nothing but spit out more useless takes than a linear messenger system. Romy gives you the invite, a half a stack of high society, and he's playing his best Joey Knish. He's sitting back, calling all the angles, but he doesn't have the stones to do all the heavy lifting like everybody else. He's such a genius. You know, he's got a lot in common with another guy in Texas, Tony Romo. Both these snapperheads like to ramble off, but guess what? Neither one of them have ever brought home any hardware. You know, he's that college professor that taught me finance. You know why he taught finance, Gino? Because he couldn't hack it in the real world of Wall Street. So do us a favor, Gino. Come smack off day, accept the call so you can get clowned. Or better yet, let somebody else call the program on Monday who's been crowned. 412 for life, Romy. I'm out.
My man, you didn't score any points with that call at all. None of that made sense. Like, Gino is one of the best callers we've ever had. Gino has never won the smack off, but will always have a smack off invite. Because Gino makes a difference. Gino moves the needle. Gino is polarizing. Gino pisses people off. Gino has strong takes. Gino is a strong jungle caller. I never know when that guy's going to show up. I mean, he'll go a year at a time without calling the program. He'll go more than a year at a time without calling the program, but then he'll call the program 4 times in 4 months. Never know. Alvin, do you have any Gino lying around? Justin, you tell me who makes this show better. No offense, bro. You tell me who makes this show better. You and what you just did, or Gino when he comes in and does something like this.
Someday, when your former daughter-in-law drops off your grandkids from her monthly weekend visit, you'll be able to tell them about this. They'll come into the tenement building, their fat little faces all sooty and bruised, and they'll say, Grandpa, Mommy's parole officer told me the Lions never really won 4 games in the season. Is that true? And after you take a long pull off the oxygen tank, you'll be able to look them in the face and say, shut your hole and take your Ritalin.
Gino killing the city of Detroit repeatedly.
I know you're hoping that somebody's going to rise up from the ashes of your once literate city to defend you, but I got bad news. Mitch Albom, he ain't walking through that door. Once he realized that the 5 people he was going to meet in heaven were all wearing Red Wings jerseys, he moved to L.A. And I can't blame him, because if things get any worse in your city, the president's probably going to send in Snake Plissken to rescue Calvin Johnson. Face it, the only large society of people with the same values as you are prisoners.
I love the D. Great sports town, great football town, great jungle town. This guy literally tried to fight the entire city by himself. He tried to give the entire city of Detroit the hands.
You know what? I want to take this phone call to just point out some things that we have in common. I want to make a little peace bridge between us here. let's take your football games with Michigan, all right, the big house. You know, I don't fly to Ann Arbor, and you guys can't afford to go to the games because you spend all your gas money on Molotov cocktails.
And this goes on and on and on and on. So, Justin, I know what that guy brings to it. What did you bring to it with that call? Like, yo, man up. Call the day of. Don't let somebody else do the heavy lifting. Chino's deal is like, you know, a lot of other people who get invited to the smack off, if they're clear and they can put a little time into it and a little thought into it, they'll make the call that day. But a lot of those guys are too busy. And then other guys are busy and they make damn sure they show up for it. So we'll see. Fact of the matter is, Gino would make the smack off better, not worse. He's still invited. Let's try Maryland. Brian. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, Rome. First time caller, long time listener.
Right on.
Just want to speak on Russ a little bit, man. And if I can give you my best Russ voice real quick. Go Hawks. Go Seahawks. But honestly, if I had a woman that looked like that, Rome, and I just made $140 million, I could care less what people think. Maybe he shouldn't have came out and did it in bed like he did, but hey, all the props to him. He got paid. He deserves it. Third-round pick. I'm a huge Redskins fan, and we passed on him just like everybody else, so he deserves it.
Hell yes, he deserves it. Thanks, Brian. I want to be very clear about that. We've talked about him and Sierra in bed, the video. Little cringy, little weird, but he deserved that contract. $140 mil, highest paid player in the league, $65 mil up front, signing bonus.
We got a deal.
You got a deal. You earned that deal. He deserves that deal. And let me say it one more time. If you're the highest paid player in the NFL, it means two things. One, you're a quarterback. Two, timing. It's timing. And he'll hold that until the next guy. Jimmy Garoppolo has been that guy. Aaron Rodgers has been that guy. Matt Ryan has been that guy. Kirk Cousins has been that guy. And now it's Russ. And he deserves it. Now, I'll grant you this. None of those guys got in bed with their lady and pushed out that video. The goodnight video.
Go Hawks.
But then again, none of them had that lady. And none of them had a midnight deadline that everybody was waiting on. But that was pretty cringy. But then again, everybody's about their social. Everybody's about their media. Everybody's about their brand. Dude, Gino is one of the best callers to the show ever. Mike and Snowbird. I agree with that, 100%. I mean, that's not even subject to any kind of debate or conversation. You can hate his guts. Gino is one of the best callers to this show ever. Rome, Justin's call totally made sense right now. Signed Jeff and Southfield's call from last week. John in Huntington Beach. Dawn to Dusk by Brickhouse Nutrition is physician formulated to give you 10 hours of clean energy, heightened focus, and improved mood without the jitters or crashing, which is associated with coffee or energy drinks. Go to BrickHouseRome.com and get 15% off your first order with the offer code ROME. Sincerely, 10 hours of clean energy, heightened focus, and improved mood. BrickHouseRome.com. BrickHouseRome.com and get 15% off your first order. My thanks to Ryan Hollins, Mick Cronin. Trent Dilfer joins me on the pod a little bit later on today. Look for it. We'll see you then.
See y'all in the morning.